A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go out and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name will be given to you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Ago today, I was sitting on the couch at my mom and dad's house when white smoke came out of the Sistine Chapel. And my mom and dad looked at me and said, "Who do you think our next pope will be?" As if I have some magic knowledge of that, right? I said, "Well, you know, two things for sure. It most likely will not be another Jesuit, and it will never be an American." And that shock and excitement and joy for all of us, particularly here in the United States, then one of our own native sons became our next pope. And one of the things that I think Pope Leo has done so wonderfully is he's not overly political. In fact, he's known as being a unifier. You talk to any priest, I haven't heard one priest say anything negative about him. That's a miracle in itself, my friends. And what he's trying to do is just love people. That's exactly what this gospel is about. Jesus is inviting everybody to be part of his kingdom. He's inviting everybody to have a voice, everybody to be part of his ministry. And that's what we're called to do as disciples of Christ. Yes, we're going to have our differences of opinion, but the most important thing is to focus on who unites us. Satan wants us to be divided, focusing on who we vote for, and what we look like, what language we speak, where we were born. That's not of Jesus. Jesus is saying every single human life, from the moment of conception to a natural death, has beauty and value to it. And we are called to live out this gospel by loving one another. So a year ago today, we were given the gift of our new Holy Father. And in a special way today, we as Catholics throughout the world are called to pray for him, for wisdom, guidance, and perseverance as he leads us to heaven, and he reminds us as our Pope to love one another. So let's spend some moments in silence now just praying for our Holy Father, that the Holy Spirit be with him and guide him as he leads the Holy Catholic Church that Jesus Christ established.